EOTM Radio. Go to EOTMRadio.com and check out the blog site, EOTMblog.com. Yeah. EOTM Radio has the best music talk shows. EOTM Radio.
Yeah. It's Mother Jesus, baby. Ow! What's up? My name is Steven Knight, and you're listening to the Steven Knight Show. News, sports, fashion, and the latest movie review. Now, some of you may recall the announcement a while back that I had been nominated for the second year in a row for two ATL's Hottest Entertainment Awards. Well, tonight we're here live at the nominee announcement gala here at the legendary Pascal's Restaurant for the official announcement of this year's leading nominees in over 35 categories who have been blazing hot and representing in Atlanta from December 2010 until now. Later in the show, we'll be speaking with various people who will participate in the actual award ceremony later this year. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing well, Stephen. This is exciting. We're live.
It's very exciting. We're live here. And I want to let everybody know if they hear music and people dancing, well, people talking.
Yeah, we are live at an award show.
Live here. But we're honored to be here. I want to thank Pathkey Entertainment. They put on this event, like I think the third year now, they put on this event. And for inviting us to come out here and be part of it.
So and providing us with the space and...
space, yes. Oh, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Yours?
My weekend was cool. It was very laid back. You know what I mean? I can't complain. I know Chike's on the line. Chike, what's going on?
Hello, people. Congratulations on us being live.
Yes. Hey, Chike. I wish you was here.
I know. I wish Chike, I was there, too.
You had some stuff going on this past weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was invited to LaSalle University very last minute to speak on a panel about internet radio and the benefits of companies broadcasting and marketing through the internet. Very interesting. It's a nice panel. Represented the Steven Knight Show.
Okay.
Got some good
and
feedback.
Well,
and hopefully we won some new listeners, so... We'll see. See if our numbers jump.
As always, we appreciate your hard work.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
So what's going on in movies?
I saw Contagion, and I saw Abduction.
Okay. I was thinking about that.
Abduction, starring Taylor Lautner, was actually really good. I think that he's going to be the up-and-coming new action star. They're starting him out really, really well. It's a little suspenseful. It's a little mystery in it. I'm not going to give it away, but it's definitely a must-see. Contagion, I'm going to be honest, straight up, it scared the hell out of me. Of course, you know what the premise of the movie is, and I don't want to go too much into detail, but it will scare the hell out of me.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know, no. I heard some news today. I don't know if you've heard this, but... you know, they've been talking about doing the remake of Sparkle ever since, like, 1998. Actually, 2000. And Aaliyah was initially supposed to be played the character Sparkle. When he's in her production company is executive producing it. Well, Jordan Sparks has now taken over the role, and Whitney Houston is in negotiations to play her mother. And what's the actual comedian's name? I can't think of his name.
Not Kevin Hart.
Not Kevin Hart, the one that played in Roscoe Jenkins. With Sparks one. The lighting guy.
I don't remember his name.
Anyway, he's gonna be in the movie too. So
that's a good project. I think that coming in the future anyway, I think we're gonna see a lot of Miss Houston coming up because you know they're about to make the remake of the second installment to Waiting to Exhale. So
she signed up for it?
Yeah, they
from what I heard she did.
Cast. Yeah, this is the original
cast. It's gonna be the same original cast. They're gonna continue the story. So that should be very interesting. And
I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Me personally, I think that, you know, Whitney Houston's very talented, you know, artistically. You know, the whole singing career for her I don't think is going to be what it was. Why not go down the avenue? I think that she's a pretty good actress to be able to carry that out. So, you know, good luck to her.
The comedian, Aaron, just told me it's Mike Epps.
Okay.
Anything else on movies?
That's pretty much it. You know, I have some things on the horizon that I'm looking forward to. I want to check out The Debt. I think that's going to be pretty good. It did open this weekend. I didn't have a chance to see that. I was trying to cram it in my schedule, but it just wasn't working for me. But, yeah, I have some good things coming up. I will have a better handle on it come next week, you know, as I told you guys. And I want to thank everybody on Facebook for all your good energy. You know, I have a new gig thanks to the energy that you guys output to me. So I'll be starting Temple University this week in the medical department. So
congratulations.
I'm very pleased
what
about
are you going to be doing?
Thank you. Well, a lot of you don't know, I'm a polysomographer, you know, in my other life. So I do sleep studies.
Okay. I was going to say, why don't you explain what that is?
No, right.
Thanks
and,
for clarifying.
You've heard of sleep apnea, right?
Yeah.
Sleep apnea, yeah.
I conduct a test that, you know, diagnose you with sleep apnea and any other sleep disorders that anyone may have.
Yeah, jack of all trades. I like it.
I used to date this girl that back home, Nadira. She did the exact same thing. And it was crazy. Before I met her, you know, she was engaged, and her boyfriend had sleep apnea and died of it. Ironic that that was her field, and he passed away from that. That was tough.
It's a very, very interesting field. Maybe we can do a show on that one day, and I'll have more time, and I'll actually talk about it.
Absolutely. Okay.
Well,
as always,
congratulations on you guys being live. I wish I was there to party and, you know, bend my elbow a little bit with you.
I have a drink for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, TJ. All
right, TJ. We'll talk to you
later. All right. Got you.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. You know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. And we want the show to be very interactive, so we definitely want to hear from you.
Okay, if you haven't liked us on Facebook yet, you can kick rocks. No, I'm just playing. But we appreciate the love. We appreciate everyone having our backs. It's been almost a year, and we appreciate your support. So please continue to do so. Like us on the Facebook and on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show. Follow us. Each and every Monday, we will post a question of the day. As you may know, we post a question of the day today. Stephen, what was it?
Well, you know, yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. So, you know, our thoughts were with those that lost someone and also for people who defend our country. But the question was, do you remember what you were doing or where you were when we were attacked by the terrorists? Do you remember, Mr. Parker, what you were doing?
Yeah, I was actually on my way to my photography class.
Okay.
I remember going to class and everyone was just holding up, crying for hours. We couldn't really function. No one wanted to leave because we needed to just be around each other, but no one could really function. So it was definitely a sad day, and it is very sad every year around this time.
Absolutely. I remember I was actually getting ready for class, and direct the class. And, you know, I was turning on today's show, as I always did every morning. And I saw the second plane actually hit. So definitely a sad day, a very sad day in our history. But we're interested to hear what you were doing on that day, just to remember. Let us know on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll be right back.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media network. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
For those just tuning in, you're listening to the Steve and I Show here at EOTM Radio. I want to let everyone, remind everyone just tuning in, that we're live at the ATL Hottest Entertainment Awards nominee announcement gala here at the legendary Pascal's Restaurant downtown Atlanta. So definitely shout out to Pascal Entertainment and the award show. Ms. Parker, what's going on in Tampa News?
I definitely wanted to go ahead and mention 9/11 once more. You know, okay. I'd like to start off with a serious story.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, rest in peace to everyone who lost their lives. And, you know, definitely we are still keeping their families in our prayers. It's been 10 years, but it seemed like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
I know that it was kind of a tough weekend for me. I try to get out the house because it's just something that I don't like dealing with. But you know, watching this different specials on TV was very touching.
Yeah.
So definitely we remember. So moving on, I think the number two story of today when I was doing the blogs and reading the blogs is the Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz story. Did you hear anything
about
that?
Yeah, I heard he's supposedly cheating on her or something.
Yeah, actually, Bossip had a text message from the girl that he's cheating with. And so they had a picture that she sent him, different text messages. She got with him when he was cheating on his previous wife with her. So supposedly they were already over and separated, but no one knew what the situation was. His previous wife claimed that they were still together. So, I mean, once a cheater, always a cheater. I hope it's not true, but it's, you know, it is what it is. I hope they can work that out for sure. Serena Williams had a little incident this weekend. with the referee. Is that what they're called in tennis?
So.
Yeah. She was calling her a hater. She said that she called the wrong. I believe they gave a point to her opponent because she was too loud in the court. And supposedly that disturbed the
screamed, yeah.
She screamed, yeah, before the other person could return to him, she screamed. So I guess I didn't even know that was a violation in tennis. The other girl got rewarded a point, and she didn't like that at all. I just wish Serena would keep her composure sometimes, but I definitely understand because I'm a hothead as well.
and I'm competitive. I'm competitive too, so I can just imagine. But
I definitely understand. So, you know. I hope she's not fine because they were looking into finding her. So I hope she's not fine for that. Evelyn is supposed to be leaving Basketball Wives. Do you believe that?
Okay.
I think it's just a publicity stunt. I think she's gonna be back. I think she likes being in the spotlight. So
yeah, of course.
I definitely think she will be back. Eddie Murphy was announced to host the 2011 Oscars, which is really weird because he's been out of the public eye for so long.
Yeah.
So. But I guess they're trying to go back to the old days where only comedians hosted the show because the award's been suffering from ratings and no one's been watching. So hopefully that'll work. But I'm like, Eddie Murphy, he's not the hottest thing out right now. We know they do that. Kevin Hart or something. I don't know, but I guess Eddie Murphy is more commercial.
They do that because, you know, they had Whoopi Goldberg hosted a few times, especially recently.
It used to be all comedians.
Yeah.
Hosted the show. So I guess they're trying to go back to that form.
Trying to do something.
But, right.
Something.
What do you think about Chad being on Dancing with the Stars? You know, son or daughter. I don't even know how to refer to. I guess it's a guy.
Chad Bono.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes as a man now. You know, I don't see why not, but I know that he came over a lot of criticism, you know, for being on the show. And Cher even had to take to Twitter to defend him, saying that it was courageous of him to do that and how he's given a voice to other.
I think people just have so much hate in their heart. If somebody is comfortable living as a man, it's not bothering you. You don't have to explain
right.
it to your child. He looks like a guy. So don't even
right.
worry about explaining that to your child, because I guess that's the big thing. It's like, how are we going to explain mm-hmm. that a woman was, you know, used to be a girl, is now a boy. But I don't think it's necessary.
Right.
So anyways, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, so I'm definitely going to see. It's going to be interesting to see a girl dancing a male part. But we'll see. I think I'm going to go and see that. Do we have any more time? Because, you know, we missed out Labor Day weekend, so I have a lot of stuff.
Okay, we have a few more minutes.
We have a few more minutes, okay. K+8 was canceled. Did anyone ever watch that?
Yes, not. It got canceled. But it used to be really popular. I know, it used to be popular at one point.
Because she used to be so mean to her husband. I remember watching when he was on. Mm. And I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe she was treating him like that on TV. But I guess that's why he left her or whatever. So
she looks good now, though.
She had all kinds of surgery. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
she's been doing different hosting gigs for Entertainment Tonight. And so, I mean, she's making a little cash. She went and had some surgery. The guy that did her plastic surgery, his daughter is now dating her ex-husband.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
So he broke up with another girl?
That was her.
Oh, that was her?
Yeah,
okay.
I think they're still together. Yeah, I think
wow.
they're still together. But I know I saw her on the Today Show, and she was saying how the fans are going to be devastated. So I went on the Today Show's Facebook page. It was like 6,000 comments. I've never seen that many comments. Everybody was just saying how they hated her and they couldn't stand her, and thank goodness the show is off. Yeah, it's like 6,000 comments. So I guess no one's sad but her. Last weekend was Lunar Day. I don't know. I didn't participate in any of the craziness. But did you go to anything?
No, I didn't go to anything.
Lunar weekend. I guess Lunar weekend or whatever it's called. His birthday weekend is always Labor Day weekend. And he always throw a week-end-long, three or four days long celebration. So happy belated birthday to him. I know I'm skipping around a lot, but bear with me. Mel B had another baby girl.
Yeah, she had a girl.
Congrats to that couple. She's a girl-making machine.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe how much weight she gained.
Yeah.
But
she'll be back
in the gym.
Yeah.
2 weeks after baby's born.
Right. Right.
I got to get on her plan for real.
Nobody's on point.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, and I wanted to also mention another serious story. Sorry for jumping around. But I remember you asking me about the plane crash in Russia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happened last weekend. Hockey players, only two survived, and I think they're in pretty critical condition right now.
I heard the last one died today.
Oh.
The last living one died today. That's what
okay.
I read.
So the entire hockey team out there, I think it is the worst accident, plane crash in any sports event history or teams or whatever that killed every single person on the team. And then 37 members of that team, everyone died, and 9 crew members. That's funny. So definitely keep their families in your thought and prayers. It's always difficult to report things like that, but it happens. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's go ahead and move on. Aaron, you on the line?
I know Aaron was like, she needs to.
He should have talked about football's back. Aaron.
Did we lose him?
Okay. Well, we'll come back to him.
We'll come back to Aaron, We may be having
Janera.
I'm here.
How you doing?
Hey.
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. We're missing you here at Pascal's downtown Atlanta. But I know, you know, it's past your bedtime, so.
We know she wasn't going to get dressed to come down here. That's
you
sure.
Knew. I said, okay, so do I have to go right after work? You told me no. And so I told you, all right, then I'll see you tomorrow.
You told me that, you know, I would have caught the Gennaro.
Yeah, you know, but you know, you should have told me before tonight. You know, you should have told me before tonight.
Oh, guess what? I didn't even know until this morning.
Right, Michelle didn't know. Yeah.
I didn't even know until this morning.
I got the day.
Well, you're not gonna mean, you can drop everything. I can't. I have a dog to take care of.
Oh, Lord. That dog. I got the dates and stuff for our shows because I thought we were going to do another show today. I didn't know this event was, I thought it was next weekend. And so I was like, now how am I going to tell Miss Parker?
Are you kidding me all scared this morning?
Well, I just posted the link on her page, our Facebook page, and I hope that Sharita.
You got some of the Raptor one or two.
What's going on in the fashion there?
Okay, well, you know, I have a couple of sales, but just so you know, I'm warning everybody tonight that, you know, Labor Day was last weekend, so the sales aren't as great as I would like for them to be. But that's because we just came off, you know, the retail stores just came off of all the sales from last week, so, you know, the well might be a little dry, but I'm hoping that you guys will be excited about some of the stuff I have to share tonight. Now, Steve Madden is having a sale, and they're having a fall sale. And you can get 30% off of your purchase, and that's everything, if you use code FALL30. And today is the last day, of course. I know I always tell you guys about stuff that's happening today, I mean, you know, on the last day. But I just came across this one in my email. So, you know, and I love Steve Madden shoes. It's reasonably priced, and they're cute. So, and you can get 30% off of their, off of all of their fall stuff. You know, they have handbags. And Steve Madden actually even has a couple of clothing pieces, too. So you might want to try to check that out. Just go to stevemadden.com, and you'll be able to, and again, that code is FALL30. And so
what
do
you say,
tonight.
What, 25% off?
30% off.
Okay.
You get 30% off of your purchase, and that's everything on the website. Another thing, Gap Outlet is having a sale, so they're having, and it's just for women and babies. I have no idea why, but you know, like they sometimes, I'm sure they're going to be having something for men and boys. Next week. But they're having a sale where you can get, for women, you can get 50% off of select items. And babies, they're having items start at $9.99. So if you know any babies or if you know of anybody who has any babies, I know I have a friend who just had two. She just had twins.
Oh, yeah.
So, So I'm going to let her know about this sale at the Gap Outlet. That's Fifth Avenue. Now, I know that that's not budget fashion, but when I tell you what I'm about to tell you, you might get a little excited. They have this email program called Fashion Fix, and all you have to do is go to Saks.com and sign up for it. But if you sign up for this program, and it's completely free, if you sign up for it, you can get up to 70% off of designer brands. Like today they have deals like Free People, you can get 50% off of Free People, and you can get 55% off of Karl Stauffer handbags. Now, I don't know if you know Karl Stauffer handbags, but you know, I absolutely love them. I absolutely love all handbags. Well, Karl Stauffer has, they deal with exotic skins like python, ostrich. And, you know, normally those bags, of course, you might be able to get a bag, you know, at regular price for maybe about $1,600, $1,700. Well, with this sale at the Fashion Fix, at Saks Fashion Fix, you can get it for 55% off of that price. So, you know, you might want to try to check it out. And they do stuff every day. I mean, it's sort of just like a free email program, and I was so excited when I found out about it because, I mean, you know, I love my little designer labels, but I hate to spend the designer label price. And with this sale, you can get, like, up to 70% off of designer labels. So that's a really good thing. I know that I always talk about it's free, but I love that store because of their like they have like a different take on fashion. So I mean, it's nothing I would wear every day, but it is definitely some pieces that I would incorporate into my wardrobe. Well, if you go to esprit.com, and that's ESPRIT.com, you can get 40% off of you can get 40% off of your entire purchase. You just have to use code MIDSEPT11, and that sale is going to be running through the 13th. So you might that might be something that you want to check out. New York & Company, tonight is the last night for this sale, well, for one of these sales. New York & Company is having a buy one, get one 50% off sale, and that ends tonight, so you can go online and shop tonight. But you can also combine that with $30 off any $75 purchase or $70 off any $150 purchase. So the good thing about New York & Company, the reason I always talk about them is because unlike any other store out there, you can combine three coupons. I think DSW is like that too. You can combine like deals and coupons at New York & Company, so you can always get a good deal. You can get so many things, so many items for just $75, and because they have to buy one get 150 off, and then on top of that they're giving you $30 off of your $75 purchase or $70 off of your $150 purchase. So that's a lot of stuff. Another one is Victoria's Secret. If you stop there now, you can get 20% off of they're having a boot sale. You can get 20% off one style, and they have like tons of styles to choose from. So that might be something you wanna check out. And Lulu's, I'm not sure if you know about Lulu's, but that's LULUS.com. That's like a higher end Forever 21. And they have like very, very, very reasonable prices, and their clothes are like great quality. And when I say reasonable prices, you can go and get a dress for like $25, $30. Well, they're having a sale where you can get up to 90% off of all the end-of-season items, and they add markdowns all the time. They just added some new markdowns. So right now, if you go to Lulu's, and that's LULUS.com, you can get up to 90% off of the original price for those dresses. And this is an online store only. It's at least as far as I know it is. I don't know if they have stores somewhere else in the country, but they definitely don't have any Lulu's in Georgia, so that might be something you guys want to check out. So that's all I have for you tonight.
And you have all this information posted on your page, right?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Of course.
You said get shopaholic.com.
That's right. Go to shopaholic.com.
All right, Janelle, we can turn off tonight. You light up your nightstand, and I'll get under the covers.
Well, good luck for you. Good luck for you. And I know you'll tell me all about it tomorrow.
I will. Well, thanks again for everything, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
And Aaron, I know you're there. How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
You sure?
Yes. Hey, Aaron.
Okay, cool.
Well, first of all,
let me have you.
I know you have a lot to talk about with football, a lot of games going on. How was your holiday weekend?
How was what?
Your holiday weekend.
I can barely hear you.
Labor Day.
Okay, I'm just going to jump on into it. I really can't hear you, so I'll just jump on in. I was at the Ravens game yesterday up in Baltimore. Great, great game. Pittsburgh was just horrible. Baltimore was just 4-point
defense. Hey, Ron, you're breaking up just a little bit.
Falcons, I'm concerned. I'm not worried yet. I'm just concerned. I look a little good yesterday, and the Falcons are actually supposed to be one of the teams that experts are picking to the Super Bowl this year. So Falcons need to step up. The offense looks iffy. Defense iffy. So Atlanta definitely needs to step up. Cam Newton, I have to give him a lot of props. Cam Newton, man, even though your team lost yesterday, you performed, man. You showed out. You are letting all the haters have it. So, you know, brother, keep on playing strong.
So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573 or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stevie Knight Show. I'm your
co-host, Ms. Parker.
Well, I'm Ms. Parker's show. We're live in 2011. I hate your eyes. And now to get out here at the Legendary Pass in the rest of the downtown Atlanta. Tonight, they're announcing this year's leading nominee, you know, 35 categories, who have been blazing hot and representing Atlanta. I myself have been nominated for the hottest male vocalist, which I was nominated for last year. I did attend last year, and my number is Trivia Player for the show, the red carpet. A lot of press, the live ones, and the VIP, although I did not take home the award.
I don't know how that happened when you harassed us to vote. I think it was the setup, too. What happened? How come I didn't come? Was I invited?
Yeah, I thought I was invited.
Oh.
Anyway,
you was giving us a little bit more information on the award show?
Yeah, it was really a great
I didn't even know Pascal's been around that long. He's been around since 1974. That's incredible to me. Since 1974, it was opened by James and Robert Pascal. I did not know that Aretha Franklin and MLK held events here, way back. It's just amazing that this place has been here that long. It's rich in history. It's in the Casbury Hill District. Very nice area. not, you know, in the heart of downtown. They have great food, great drinks. It's always some great event going on here. So definitely check it out whenever you're in Atlanta. If you are here, definitely support this place. It's been around since 1979, since 1949. It's really rich in history. Like I said, MLK held his event here, and Aretha Franklin had performed here before as well. So definitely a place rich in history.
guess you can go. I've been checking my phone,
checking to see if you call me, but my voicemail is still empty.
Got me hearing your voice even when I'm alone.
It's like a crazy that I want to be
true. My mind is thinking of you. Wonder what can I do
to bring you back this way.
I gotta find a way.
Nominees, and we have the lovely Mrs. Backwoods.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm telling everybody I'm feeling your look. I'm feeling the tell everybody.
I have, you want me to describe?
Okay, describe look,
I have red dreads.
Red dreads.
Tattoos on both sides. Stars. Gold.
Belly earrings.
Some belly earrings on. Gold in my mouth.
I'll take a picture so I can put it on Facebook for the page. But everybody's
I am from Midway, Georgia, Southeast, way backwoods. I've been rapping and singing since I was very young, 13, 14.
Okay.
So I have a lot of support behind me.
Yeah.
Trying to break even, get out there so everybody can hear what's going on and what's, you know, going on in my life, my music. I just want everybody to hear it.
So what award are you nominated for?
ATL's Hottest Super Superstar.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Very excited.
That's a big thing, isn't it?
I know. I was like, okay, I'm not from ATL, but hey, I'm from Georgia.
Right.
I represent you. Let's go. I'm excited.
I hear that. We wish you Much love. Where can everybody check you out online?
Oh, Facebook.com/Miss Backwoods, Reverb Nation/Miss Backwoods.
Google you.
Google me. YouTube. Yes, I'm out there. My single, I Got You Baby, has dropped. It's in the store, the Reverb Nation. You can buy it. Ringtones, shirts, bottles, whatever you want to get. Miss Backwoods merchandise is online.
It's
so,
online.
Yes,
check it out.
All on.
Check it out. Well, we thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We have another nominee. Okay. Oh, okay. She's not a nominee. Well, Ms. Beck, your manager's here. Who's your manager?
My manager, Shakora Yael Rogers, is right here.
What up, everybody? Shakora Yael, Ms. Backwoods' manager.
So tell us what makes Ms. Backwoods the future superstar.
Besides the fact that she looks futuristic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The dress, the tattoos, and the head with the star. She's a star. She got stars shouted in the head. You can't take that back.
No.
You can't take that back. It's a star. But, you know, being a female, I think, you know, Nicki Minaj is probably the only one
killing right now.
So we need more females. I mean, more power to us.
Yeah.
We're not mad at her. We're just trying to hold in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hold her hand. Right. Well, listen, we definitely appreciate you both being on.
Definitely.
So maybe we can get some music to play on our future show.
Yeah, I'll tell you, send some of your music to us.
We have a CD right here for
okay,
you.
Okay, well, definitely give us a we'll okay. definitely play you on one of our future shows and maybe do an interview, a full interview with you. You know,
okay.
We love support everyone.
We appreciate that. Make sure it's Miss Backwoods with a Z.
With a Z.
MV Backwoods with a Z.
All right. Well, thank you again and good luck.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to play another song.
That was fun.
Girl, I wanna make the world explode. Baby, can't wait to get this started. I really wanna give you more. I want you on me so close, right next to me. Girl, I really need to feel that body. You know it's meant to be. I want you on me so close. Let's get this started. Let's break this party. Girl, I really, really want your body. Lost my mind. Baby look good with a nice old wine. You can see it from the front, sugar all that behind. Stay the 5'9 with some high heels on. Got a nice little curve that I can be alone. Soon as the beat breaks, baby it's on. Cause you know the deal, girl, we can get gone. Hope we run along, cause it's on me. Don't be mad at me playing, cause your girl on me. Body so close, she might as well be. She came with you, but she will leave on me. Shouting next to me, in a brand new fit. Mag lip gloss, shining all on the lips. Grinding on the floor with my hands on the hips. Kid will let me know the deal when the hook hits.
All right, we're back, Stephen Knight Show. We have here, now this is an aspiring artist here. I've heard her sing, and definitely she got something for y'all. Mel, how you doing, Mel?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So you're here, your first time here at this nominee's what is your impression?
Well, I thought that there was a wide variety of artists. I definitely came to support you and the Stephen Knight Show as yourself being a nominee 2 years in a row, so congratulations to you. As well, so just trying to, you know, get in the scene. ATL, I haven't been here that long, only 7 months.
Yeah, you're from Chicago, right?
I am from Chicago. Go Bears. We moved to Chicago yesterday.
I know she was going to throw that in there.
I wore my jersey to work today. I really did. It's on Facebook. I'm just trying to get, you know, get in where I fit in and, you know, get my project off the ground.
So what? So you're working on your debut project?
Yeah, you know, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
So right now I'm in the stage of, you know, finding producers. I have stuff written, turning those poems that I've written into songs. And, you know.
You have a band,
well,
right?
There. I have a band, Melanie and the Felonies.
Yeah.
When I'm not spitting hot fire, like Zylon, I am a prosecutor for Fulton County.
Yeah.
I'm an assistant district attorney. As Akon would say, I lock people up.
You got to watch out for her.
Yes. So basically that means I hope we won't get screwed by any producers because they will be arrested.
They will be. Well, listen, we thank you for being here, showing your support.
Thanks for your support, Mel.
And definitely forward to your project.
You're welcome. It's going to be called Melodrama.
Melodrama, check it out. We also have another nominee here. Willie DeRio. Now I've heard his brother sing. What's that? Come on,
Smooth R&B Gill.
Right here.
What's
happening, y'all? Welcome to the show. What are you nominated for?
Hottest new artist or something like that.
Oh, okay. You don't know what you're nominated for. That's when you know you've been nominated too many times or won too many awards. You don't even know what you're nominated for. Tell everybody a little bit about you, your background, your music, what you have going on.
Most of y'all may know me as Chill Will. You know, I was Dungeon Family. I wrote The Living for Nikki. I wrote Better Days. Lil Will album. We did, you know, a lot of organized and all that stuff, but lately it's been about an independent grind, you know, with Tracks for Days, you know what I'm saying? We teamed up with Show Cheese on the video, you know what I'm saying, trying to get viral on, you know, Go Digital. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. I got a new album though, you know what I'm saying? It's called Best of Me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check the video out on YouTube.
Okay.
Willie for Real, face Best of Me.
Okay. And where can people check it out online?
Willie for Real. I'm on Facebook too, you know what I'm saying? Reverb Nation.
Yeah,
everybody
like
Google.
Google.
Yeah, Google. Everything is there.
All right, well, we definitely appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you too.
All right, we got another nominee, Reggie Hall. How you doing?
Reggie Hall, I feel real great.
What you nominated for?
Video production.
Video production.
Okay. Going down.
Okay. We come to a weekly video.
Yeah, anything there. We want the YouTube videos, the music videos, film, anything. We going down.
I'll be checking you out. We'll check you out. What do you think you're working on right now?
Yeah, I got the studio, man. Recording studio. I do that a lot. You know what I'm saying? We're working with Willie for Real, Popino, a.k.a. the Mr. Slate Man, the Kid Rio. Everything on iTunes, Show Cheese, everything. You can text the ringtone, 69937, Show Cheese, everything. A whole lot of projects working on right now.
All right. Well, what can they check you out online?
Show Cheese, everything. You can Google it. It's on YouTube. It's on Reverb. It's on Global Grind. It's on iTunes, Yahoo Music, whatever y'all want to do.
All right.
Well, yeah, can I put one more thing?
We
got the radio shoot at Milo's.
On the 21st.
You know what I'm saying? Featuring Chris and Rose from ABC. You know,
another great creation. Y'all know this.
And I got the Cool Breeze, Jordan Willis for Real, the Cool Breeze. We're working on that right now. We finished with that this week.
All right.
Big Buzz mixtape, Chess Drop. Got all your logos. High artists, you know what I'm saying? Convict.
It's no big thing.
Puzzle, all that show cheese, everything. Y'all look it up.
Well, we definitely check y'all out. We definitely wish you the best of luck with everything. And congratulations on the nomination. All right. Who we got next? What's the name? Who we got next?
what's your name, sir?
DJ Dodson.
Okay. All right, DJ Dodson. Okay. All right,
and I say, hey, nice done. Hey, nice done. Get it right. Get it right.
So, what are you nominated for?
I just DJ in ACL.
Okay, I just DJ in ACL.
Yeah.
So, you must be, you know, doing big things.
You do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, where can you check it out?
What? Facebook. Like, who's not on Facebook?
Right.
This day and age.
Okay.
MySpace, Twitter, too. LinkedIn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So check you out. Definitely check LinkedIn.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with everything, and I will definitely check for you at the award show.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now we got the man behind everything. Okay, Brian.
What's happening?
How you doing? Everything. So tell us about ACL.
First of all, back in 2008, the end of 2008, listening to the radio, hearing everybody saying they was the hottest club, the hottest, everybody was the hottest. I'm like, how can everybody be the hottest?
Right, right, right.
So I said, you know, you're not the hottest, but somebody votes you so.
Right.
So we came up with the idea to have the ATL Hottest Club Awards, which means everybody had to vote for their favorite nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how we started out. In 2010, we decided to expand it a bit, and we added the entertainment aspect. We added the bands, the DJs, comedians, and all that sort of stuff, things that make the club hot, like the DJ. Can't have a club without a hot DJ.
Right, right, right.
So we added the DJs and all that stuff, and it just blowed up from there, man. You know, this is our third year. You know, God is blessing, and we just continuing to grow.
I was telling everybody, you know, I was nominated two awards this year, and the last year I was nominated. And I didn't know what to expect when I got there, but I was blown away. I mean, the red carpet and the press. I was impressed, you know what I'm saying? Shout out that organization. I'm like, you know, then the red, I mean, then the VIP section, you know, they had the great food and entertainment artists. Just the whole setup, everything was really, really nice. So, how are you going to talk about this?
Well, first of all, you know, we're going to top that by going to the Georgia World Congress Center.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're
going to top that by going to the Georgia World Congress Center. Even though, you know, 200 Peachtree, where it was last year, was an awesome venue. I mean, beautiful. You can't beat the marble floors and the beautiful chandeliers. But the Georgia World Congress Center is definitely, you know, world known.
Yeah.
Georgia World Congress Center. So, you know, we just want to make sure that everybody comes out and have a good time.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So, when we leave the award show later this fall, what is the biggest thing you want people to take away from that?
Biggest thing I want people to take away is that this is still the ATL. This is still Atlanta. Nothing has changed. It's still just as hot as it used to be back in the Freaknik day and all the days. But now, with the Face Records and all the, you know, when ATL was hot, you know, I'm here, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, I've been around. I used to sing myself. I still sing.
Yeah,
but, I still sing. But, you know, I just want people to leave knowing that this is the city, that this is the place to be. And a lot of artists, sometimes I hear people say, I'm going to move to New York, I'm going to move to California. I say, why move?
Right.
You're in Atlanta. Why you move? I can't move anywhere. This is it right here. Where you going?
Well, listen, we definitely appreciate, first of all, putting all this together. And I appreciate personally the nomination, you know, being considered, and just for the work we've done together before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. You yourself, man, doing the Soul Sessions event.
Mm-hmm.
Came out and rocked it for us plenty of times. You was a regular around the area. And we love to have you, man, and we're going to start it back up. So, you know,
I can't wait.
But a quick little, you know, plug.
Right. Well, I appreciate you. Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to look for another song. We'll come back and talk before the nominees.
God bless you.
All right.
I said, we the best at making this green.
Yeah.
I swear Mountain Dew ain't got nothing on my team. F is for the family that's holding me down.
Damn.
I think niggas know who run this town. A is for the action I'm all about. Blow a nigga head off, kill all the doubt.
Woo.
B is for the big boys with the grown money. And bad bitches who ain't gotta spend their own money.
Ow.
Shots to Trona are like fawn and moan. It ain't over till it's over low, so I'm gone.
Nice young, they don't say. Something out of nothing. Move a mountain. still keep running, never come down, make no mistake.
They can say, hey.
Justice I did to the game.
Yeah.
A lot of these niggas that's on is lame.
Lame.
A's for the way I airs them out. Hoops by the twos, I pairs them out.
Okay.
D's for the dope that a nigga still pumping.
Yeah.
12-hour shifts, got the spot still jumping. Rocking on till the block is gone. 38 is snub nose, but the chopper's long.
You never get too tired, so they say.
Nominees around me, and I know this beautiful girl came in the room. I was like, what can we do this? So, you know, me being the host of the show, Miss Parker, of course, she's being my co-host. I say, well, you know, what's your name? Butter. I heard that name before. That's who beat me in the war last year. She beat me in the war last year. But I will say, she also gave a performance there that, I mean, was incredible.
Thank you.
So tell everybody a little bit about Butter.
My name is Butter Piraka. I am a pop rock artist.
Okay.
My name is Butter B. Rocka. I'm a pop rock artist, singer, songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us about what you're working on. Well, first of all, what are you nominated for?
Well, I'm nominated in three areas.
Okay. Okay, you came up.
Yeah, yeah. Last year, I was nominated for Best Future Star, and I won in that category.
Yes.
And this year, I'm nominated in Best Future Superstar, Best Band. My band's name is Saturn Rose, and Best Female Artist.
Wow.
So that's an honor.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
A lot going on. So how does it feel for you, you know, with this, is this second year being nominated?
Yep,
this is second. How does it feel for you being 2 years into this, still being nominated, people recognizing your work, feeling it?
You know, it really is an honor because, I mean, to be honest with you, I hadn't heard of the company last year. So once I got nominated, it was a true honor. And to go from Future Superstar and win that category to now be nominated in three categories, I'm loving it.
Wow. Listen, I want to tell you, definitely keep doing your thing. I've seen videos. I've seen, you know, I've seen you live. And best of luck to you.
Thank
at
you.
The
you
can
tell me at Centennial Park. We gripped it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I performed at Centennial Park too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was able to keep up with you. No, but definitely, I want to definitely. Well, first of all, tell everybody where they can check you out online.
Definitely. You can check me out at butterbrocka.com. That's BUPTA, B as in boy, Rocka, ROCKA. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter under butterbrocka and music.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you and good luck.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right, now I got another nominee here, the Smooth Free...
Free Demand.
Free Demand.
Okay.
All right, what do you nominate?
nominated for ATL's Hottest Host and also for bi-weekly / monthly film and fashion event.
All right, so tell us about the host. What do you host?
Okay. I've been hosting events since 2006, man. I started with Comedy Productions. I went from nightlife events. Also host niche events for private people. I call them private people because they don't want to be known sometimes.
Right, right.
There's nothing nasty, though. Nothing nasty.
All right.
Also host film and fashion networking affairs. Hadn't had one of those in a minute. Just been on low-key for a while. I host Vendor Nights Out. You know, I pretty much just create events. I host these events. I'm also a host for hire, so people hire me to host their events and MC their events.
What was the last event
I hosted was a red carpet launch gala. This new event, a new event planning company called Jan Plans is here in Atlanta. They branched out of Chicago. They just moved to Atlanta. I mean, that event was marvelous. It was held at the Bill Lowell Gallery. You know, a lot of people might not know about that spot. Just to let you know what I'm saying, I'm always, like, the first to know what's popping as far as new event spaces in Atlanta.
So you the person, we the contact, we want to know what's new, what's coming up, what's going on.
Yeah, but my phone won't ring unless they put in some money. It won't ring no more. It stopped ringing. It's like if they call and talk about, hey, man, you know, if you could just, hey, man, can you do this with me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, GP, like, it don't even, you know, if you could try to text GP to my phone, it won't even come through.
So how do you feel, you know, you've been doing this since 06, how do you feel being nominated for 2 awards this year?
You know, I feel good about the nomination, man. You know, it'll be a pleasure and a blessing to receive ATL Hottest Host. I think ATL Hottest Awards is definitely needed. It's one of those things where, as far as black people, not saying that it's a black organization or a black affair, but it's a lot of black, you know, and diverse group of people here. I think it's good that we can create our own platforms and our own events that allow us to be able to bridge gaps, network with one another, and really get things moving and popping for ourselves in a great city of Atlanta, Georgia.
I definitely agree. Well, listen, man, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Congratulations on the nomination, and good luck to you. You know, they just fall when you have the award show, okay?
Right. So you can find me at... You can find me at predamond.com. That's PREEDAMMOND.com. I'm also on Twitter at Twitter at The Real Pre. That's THEREALPREE. And you can find me on Facebook. Like my page. It's facebook.com/ Predamond. PREEDAMMOND.
Check them out. All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you, man.
All right. All right.
We have next up. I got three beautiful ladies I need to talk to. Stephanie Smith. Hey, don't tell me. Come on over here. Come a little closer. I don't bite.
I know, right?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, so tell us, Stephanie, what are you nominated for?
I'm one of the hottest models with Eye Candy, Glam Squad.
Wow. I told you we had some beautiful women in the house. So how do you feel being nominated for this award?
I'm excited because it's my first year, so... I'm excited, so I'm looking forward to many more years.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you anything you're expecting? What do you expect the awards? Have you heard anything about them?
Well, I expect them to be good.
Right.
I expect for us to win. How about that?
So is the Eye Candy as a whole?
Yes.
Okay, so we have three other ladies here. Two other ladies, Fancy and Ja.
Yes.
So you all represent Eye Candy.
Yes,
okay.
And I'm Ja, and I do marketing for Eye Candy, and I also host similar events. I am a wedding planner.
Okay.
So if you have anybody, you can hit me at jocene.com.
Jocene.com, okay. If you know anyone trying to get married.
That's right.
Jocene.com. Fancy.
Hi.
Now, this is the one, she's all shy over here.
Yep.
I said, can't nobody see you.
Really, you gonna put me on
blast? So, what are you nominated
for? The hottest model and the hottest blank spot.
So, how does this feel for you to be nominated for this award?
It's good. We got a handstand.
Got a handstand?
Yeah, I'm stylist for IG.
Okay. Okay.
We got.
So what does it mean as an organization to be recognized for the hard work that you're putting into the talent and everything you have going on? What does that mean to you all?
Oh, it means a lot. It's really overwhelming right now. I know by the time the awards come, I'll probably pass out.
You're right. You were never doing the Steve Knight show. I can imagine. And when they call you on stage, I can imagine. Like you're the old church.
Right. Because we put in work.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the events, some of the things that you all do in front of
the city. We did the F-Note event with Candy Bird and Sticky Boy.
Okay.
We do photo shoots. We did one with Big Poo.
Okay.
Months of, you know, a lot of other folks, but.
We did a lot of calls. We do makeup Ronda for
Brothers,
a lot of events.
Okay.
The Brothers.
Yeah.
We did the Brothers
Rock
Show.
Rocked it.
Yes.
With Upscale Magazine.
And we did photos with Upscale Magazine. As a matter of fact, I was in their main edition.
Oh, I was in
there. And Free was in there.
February.
Yes.
February. The most eligible bachelor in the ACL. So, let me ask you, we have a few people here being nominated. What do you think about the fact that you have someone who has decided to recognize people? We're not known worldwide, but, you know, in our own right. What do you think about the opportunity to be recognized for that? What do you think about it as a whole?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's a wonderful event. I think it gives people a chance to be recognized. You know, a lot goes on in the ATL. And a lot of it is not recognized. So
yeah.
There's people out there that's hiding, and
yeah.
it actually gives them a chance to bring their name out.
I was saying earlier that I was blown away by the show, the award show last year, from the red carpet to, you know, just everything. You just felt like you were really, we've really been recognized for this, you know. And
because it is real.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
I
guess
it is.
Exactly.
Last year.
You all won last year?
I
remember that, yeah. Okay.
We had a bunch of folks up on
yeah, board. Yeah, y'all not saying that. But so you all have something to prove this year by keeping that title, huh?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Well, listen, definitely want to wish you all the best. Tell us where we can find you on.
Eye Candy Glam Squad. You can also find us on Facebook at Eye Candy Glam.
As well as Twitter.
Twitter, okay.
Eye Candy Glam.
All right. Why Eye Candy ain't following you?
Did you follow Eye Candy on Twitter? And always just look for Eye Candy Glam Studios.
Well, listen, I want to thank all three beautiful ladies. Good luck to you all later this fall.
And thank you.
Oh, yeah. And we'll definitely check you out.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's go to another song.
All right, we're back. We have the wonderful, the beautiful Mimi Johnson, and she has a band called the Mimi Johnson Experience. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Thank you for being here. Tell us, what are you nominated for?
I am nominated for the Best Vocalist Last Performer.
Uh-oh.
Congratulations.
That means you can go.
Yeah, I can go.
You go.
I go.
So what does it mean to you to be nominated for this award?
Recognition is really important in any business, any industry. For me as an independent label, Cosmic Entertainment Group, to be recognized is a thrill.
Yeah.
It also shows that people have acknowledged my hard work that I put in with my record label.
Absolutely.
And I'm very enthused. And they call me like, you know, there's so many people that have nominated you. Who are you?
Right.
They didn't even know who I was. And then they sent me the Brian Zapaski, who is a dear heart.
Yeah.
He is such a sweet person. He sent me an official letter stating the nomination, and so I've been moving forward with my team to promote it and to have everyone worldwide that loves my music to vote for me.
So tell us a little about your music. I hate when people ask who to compare yourself to, but what vein would you say that you're using?
I have a flow of Billie Holiday, but more update this millennium. When I do my jazz and my blues, I get all of that inspiration through my mother, Joan Cartwright, who is a world-renowned jazz and blues vocalist, composer, author. JoanCartwright.com. So I got to plug my mama.
Not for mama.
And also with my ballads, Phyllis Hyman.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people with my up-tempo, they got to sound like Sheryl Lynn.
Okay.
So these are the influences that, you know, when people come up to me, they say, oh, my God, you brought Phyllis Hyman back, you brought Sheryl Lynn back, even with Sade that was gone for so very long. And when I do my covers, of course, I do those particular artists and some other artists, too, and just bring back that grown woman music that we are so needing.
So let me ask you, what is your opinion about music today that's being played on the radio?
I don't listen to the radio. By the time I finish working in my studio and working in my office running my label, and then also I'm a business major at Kaplan University for my master's degree, I really don't have time to listen. The one thing that I will say is that everybody has their own market. Everybody has a market. Don't hate on anybody. You might hear something that you may not like, but there's a market for it, because if there wasn't, they wouldn't be doing it. So I always say to people, just give love in every aspect. And respect, you know, like how you respect time and money, you should respect people and their influences, because even though I might not like a certain type of genre of music, which is very rare for me, I'm more on the lyrical content of like, what are you really talking about? Right. But I think that everyone has a market. Go for it. Sell your records. Do your thing.
Okay, well, listen. I definitely have to check you out for some of the influences. And where can we check you out online?
MimiJohnson.net, MimiJohnson.net.
Are you working on anything right now?
My CD is titled Woman.
Ooh.
It's excellent. You can get it at CDBaby.com. Just put in Mimi Johnson. I think I'm the only one there.
Okay.
The only Mimi Johnson. And it's MimiJohnson. Johnson. And then also my YouTube channel, where you can get to see my trailer and get to see me perform at Caustic ENT Group.
Okay, on YouTube.
Yeah, so I share. Google Mimi Johnson and put an Atlanta. Probably 10, 15 pages is going to be about me. I'll be out here doing my thing. I do.
Well, listen, I want to congratulate you on your nomination. And thank you so much for stopping by and talking to Steve tonight's show. And good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Yes, I have a CD for you, actually. So I'm going to sign that for you and give it to you, and I hope that
that you will listen to it.
I would.
You will
play
it on the show.
I'll play some of the songs on our show.
Yes, please. That would be so nice, and just send me the link so that I can promote, tell people, you want to hear Mimi Johnson on this radio show? Go ahead and speak at night, you know?
Awesome.
Where you can find me.
Well, we definitely appreciate you.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes.
Later this fall with the war show after it goes down, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Congrats.
All right. We're going to go to another song. I think our last song of the night.
I think we may have time for two more. No?
Two more.
Song? No?
This is Stephen Knight. One is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly coach. He a motherfucking drip, drip, tell her order drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm at them dudes up. That coops up and drops the dudes up. Entrepreneur niggas in the mall go. Think about with the cool, he can sell loud. But I think I like him better when he's out loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the panties coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, die, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj and Mac and Doja. That coops up and chucks the Doja.
ATL, Pass Entertainment, ATL, Hottest Entertainment nominees, announcement gala out here at Pascal's Restaurant. Ms. Parker, what do you think about the show?
Great show. You did a great job. Interesting mix of artists.
Yeah.
Close too. So it was a good time.
It was a good time. I have a lot of music that I was listening to by some of the artists.
Yeah, we'll definitely be playing some of the music on the show.
Willie For Real, the Backwoods, Miss Backwoods, Mimi Johnson, some of the others. I want to give a shout out again to Kay Bryant of Pasty Entertainment. You can check out the latest and what's going on with this award show at atlhottest.com. Again, your boy Stephen Knight was nominated for Feature Superstar and for Hottest Male Vocalist, so you can vote for me at that website.
And just want to thank Pastor's Restaurant. We didn't get any food yet. Maybe something down left before we get back. Anything going on this week for you?
No, just looking forward to the weekend as always.
Yeah. If you want to check out Pascal's restaurant, it's PascalsAtlanta.com. It's PascalsAtlanta.com.
In the heart of Atlanta, downtown.
Yes, beautiful area.
A beautiful, beautiful restaurant. Great. They have a great Sunday brunch. Mm-hmm. Definitely check that out on Sundays. The food is just awesome. So if you haven't been here for Sunday brunch, you have to.
And if you're not in Atlanta and you come this way, definitely check them out. The awards will be the date for the awards will be announced very soon. Again, you can go to atlpodcast.com for that. And we hope that you at home, first of all, I want to thank you all for listening. And we hope that you all home have a great, great, great week. And we'll see you again next week.
Have
next
a great week, and we will. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say next week we're doing a panel show. It's a two-part series. Women, with the women think about men, and then we're going to have what the men think about women.
Yeah, I guess it has to do with all the whole dating scene. It should
dating.
Be an interesting conversation, so I'm looking forward
yeah.
to it.
I look forward to that. But thank you at home, and have a great week.
Have a great week, everyone.